With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says he would like to see Arab nations increase the number of Palestinian refugees they're accepting from the Gaza Strip, potentially moving out enough of the population to, quote, clean out the area to create a virtual clean slate. He told reporters aboard Air Force One on Saturday he had discussed that plan on a call with King Abdullah II of Jordan, and he would speak today with Egypt's president about it. The president is also heaping blame on OPEC for the ongoing Ukraine-Russia war. An explanation from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During a speech to leaders at a global summit, the president said the OPEC Plus alliance of oil-exporting countries has kept the price of oil too high.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
Oil sales are the economic engine driving Moscow's economy. The president said he hopes to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin soon and get that war ended. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pete Hegseth was sworn in as defense secretary yesterday, less than 12 hours after his late Senate confirmation on the wee hours of Friday night.
Hegseth now takes on the role of helping fulfill President Trump's vision of making America strong again. The decorated war veteran says he sees himself as a change agent, one who will restore what he calls a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth said during his recent confirmation hearings, quote, it's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. Bob Agnew reporting.
Good news, bad news for Southern California. The good news is rain is falling and it will aid firefighters in trying to wrap up the multiple wildfires that have been tearing around the area. But the potentially heavy downpours that are predicted would affect charred hillsides and could bring new troubles such as landslides and toxic ash runoff. This is SRN News. Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. But cutting such deals, the schools closed the cases against them as long as they have met the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. But many colleges at the center of the highest profile cases, including Columbia and Cornell, face investigations that remain unresolved. They run the risk of harsher penalties as President Trump begins his second term in office. Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution is moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers again next year before it can go to the people. Voters in seven states approved abortion amendments in November. Three rejected them. This is SRN News. Another big recall for the auto industry.
Kia wants to take a look at more than 80,000 vehicles due to floor wiring beneath the front passenger seat that can become damaged and then prevent airbags and seat belts from deploying properly. Damaged wiring can also cause an unintended side curtain airbag deployment. The recall covers 2023, 24, and 25 Niro EV plug-in hybrid and hybrid vehicles. Owners will be notified by mail in March. Jason Walker reporting.
Paul McCartney is urging the British government not to make a change to copyright laws he says could let artificial intelligence companies rip off artists. The government is consulting on whether to let tech firms use copyrighted material to help train AI models unless creators opt out. McCartney telling the BBC that artists would lose control of their work. This is SRN News.